I'd like to introduce an old friend who's here, and that is Jan Ness from Online Tech. Jan, congratulations.
Thank you, Foster.
20 years business has been going, huh?
Couldn't have done it without Gary and your help.
Oh, so I'll tell you what, you know, 20 years ago, April 1st, you know, at one at one point we thought we were kind of foolish, but 20 years, that's quite something in this business, especially getting through the bubble bursting and then and what you've been able to do with the company in the last 20 years has been absolutely wonderful. I'm so proud to see that happen over the years. So.
Oh, thanks so much. Well, the foresight you, Gary, you and those partners had was pretty amazing because, you know, this is before the browser existed.
Yes. We were just talking about that before we got in here, Gary. When you folks set this up, it was a year before, wasn't it?
Actually, the Mosaic came out in 93.
93, so it was a year after it had come out, right.
But hardly anybody knew it, right? Oh. There were very few people that knew it, except in Ann Arbor where Merit, which managed NSFNet till 95, and we were not supposed to go, you know, use commercial traffic on the internet while it was NSFNet. And that didn't mean we didn't.
Ann Arbor.
It was,
yes, so why did you set it up initially, Gary? Why did you set it up?
Well, we actually set it up. We thought we were going to try to do this as a nonprofit because they wouldn't let us put a commercial enterprise on the net. So we thought, okay, a nonprofit. And then we couldn't raise the money. Nobody wanted to give money to this nonprofit that, you know, they never heard about the technology.
Who knows if this will ever succeed?
Right? So instead, I just got four friends together, and we each put in a few bucks and started the company as a for-profit company.
And the first server was in somebody's bedroom, I understand.
We actually set up initially in one of my partner's bedrooms, Ron Reed's spare bedroom.
All right, Jan, fast forward now 20 years. Where are your servers at?
So we have four data centers in Michigan. They're about 20, 30,000 square foot apiece. We just opened just about to open our fourth one, in fact, near Detroit.
Yep.
And it is amazing what has changed. I mean, but here's the thing to keep people ask me what's the next 20 years like,
that's really the $100 million question.
It
right?
is. Mm-hmm. It's maybe even more than that one day. you know, it's really hard. We struggle with thinking 3 and 5 years out. You know, a majority of our sales right now is this cloud computing, and that term didn't exist 40, 50 months ago. And so you have to think about that. This company's been around 20 years, but every 4 or 5 years, we've had to reinvent the company and make this transition.
Exactly.
And that's the thing that we're most proud of is the number of people and effort it took.
And that's really good management and your good staff, right? Being able to make that switch. Right?
The people are unbelievable.
You are right now that secured repository for data from health corporations and other, well, I imagine common citizens as well. Their information is locked tight in your places. I mean, it's locked tight in concrete bunkers.
Yeah, these are purpose-built data center buildings for, you know, holding computer equipment and keeping the environment safe and then keeping them physically secure.
So your fourth one is coming up now, is it?
Yeah, so we just took one over. It's an old Sprint Nextel one, and we're rebuilding it. Really, I mean, putting a lot of money into it. It should open up sometime in August, September.
You know, it's so funny. Can I ask you the address?
Sure, it's on Hicks Road in Westland.
Because most of the time, you know, people don't want to give out that address. Oh, yeah, it's somewhere. It's over here somewhere.
Yeah, we don't exactly advertise.
My question, I've asked this before: are you the cloud? We've been looking to see if we could talk to the cloud. Are you the cloud?
Yes, we are the cloud.
You're the cloud.
No, seriously, folks.
Seriously,
tongue out of cheek. He is what Jan is doing with Online Technologies. When you talk about the cloud, that is that remote location where all this data is being kept or in these servers. You really are the cloud.
When people say, you know, their CEO says, hey, get us into the cloud. They call us up and either you bring your equipment to us and we operate it like it's a cloud, or we move all your applications into our cloud so you don't have to deal with it. And that's what we do.
And you're not a phone company that got into the cloud business. You're not some other kind of company getting into this business. And because you are located, you know, while you have businesses all over the country and in some cases international, you're here. You can actually, if a company executive wanted to talk to the owners of the company, they could call you.
You know,
you and Mike Klein.
One of the biggest hurdles to going to the cloud is a sense of security and trust. Is it safe for me to do that? And people still want to be near their data. And it's amazing the number of companies that want to go to the cloud. They're really excited. They can come to our data center. We can give them a secure tour of their information. Mm-hmm. They can come and see it in the cloud.
Wow. Now, how have just quick question. How have you been affected by the revelations about the NSA, the Snowden revelations, and things like that? Has it made your business more difficult?
You know, what's interesting is some people are saying they don't want their information in the United States. They want it in Canada, someplace else. But as I understand it, the NSA has the right to look at information in other countries or between other countries in America.
Or if it comes here anyway.
Or if it comes here. And so you may actually, I mean, maybe I'm sure that they've got all kinds of plans that they're listening in on. But technically, I would believe your information's a lot safer here than in some of these other countries.
And in some ways, I ask that question kind of facetiously because I think that this is happening all over the globe. Yeah, and to pretend that this is only the United States problem is ridiculous.
And, well, you know, what's interesting is companies have struggled with this for a long time, and it's corporate espionage. It's a real, real serious issue. Yep. And, you know, this is now a public issue.
Well, when you think about it, too, you have healthcare companies that, so you have to be HIPAA compliant, some of the regulations that regulate healthcare companies. You have banks, so you have to be as secure as the regulations that govern banks. You have other types of companies. You have to be more secure than any one industry because you serve all of them combined, right?
Right. And the other thing is, I mean, we invest an immense amount of resources into keeping things secure, more than any one of our customers could.
Right.
And so they get this shared benefit. And, you know, we block tens and hundreds of thousands of attacks every day. I don't know how a company can keep up with that themselves.
Yeah, we haven't even talked about that. But, yes, you're under constant attack from all over the globe. Jan Ness, congratulations to you.
Thanks,
from a
guys.
Spare bedroom with Mr. Gary Baker and his friends. Jan Ness now has got four of these massive data centers, and who knows where we're going in the future. Look forward to talking with you again sometime soon.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Congratulations,
Jan.